As I said just now to Corinne, the clinical psychologist we were just chatting to, I truly believe the patriarchy is as dangerous for men as it is for women. And I know we're supposed to do this competing genders thing where I'm supposed to say, actually, it's more dangerous for women. I mean, but we do know that while the stats happen to have really, really critical gender-based violence stats, murder stats continue to be higher for men, as do apparently suicide stats. At the end of the day, all of them are perpetrated by men in the main. Please relieve my WhatsApp box. In the main, perpetrated by men. And I think that the underlying discussion that I was just having with Kirwin it deserves a great deal more exploration in South Africa. Earlier on, when we were speaking about the violence in schools with Ismail Teladia, and he was talking about culture, and I asked him, what cultural practices are you talking about as the elephant in the room? And he spoke about hierarchies and families. I think they play a great deal across a range of cultures, probably across all our cultures, as South Africans, race agnostic, religion agnostic. They all play into this patriarchal construct. A large part of which religion is based upon. And it's just interesting to observe that thread through today's discussions. The idea that men are the least likely to take a vaccine in the country, the idea that men are use the most lethal weapons to commit suicide and therefore have much higher success rates, the idea that men predate 10 to 14-year-old girls who fall pregnant, there's a great deal of violent underpin to surviving as a man against other men. And it's a societal expectation that I can only imagine just puts so much pressure on them and must play out in career development, in competition in the workplace, in the competition for a mate, the visibility to be regarded as an appropriate alpha mate, and what you have to do, the lengths you have to go to be seen as worthy. And I don't have an answer for it, but I know in my heart it needs to be discussed again and again, and it needs to be taken apart in a society if we're all to move forward. Because, as I say, men are as much a victim of this as other members of society. And I feel extraordinarily strongly about that.